Yes, they are coming, and here to talk about our Hawks fever, Dennis Savard, the great Blackhawk Hockey Hall of Famer, and good old number 18. Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Bob. Marianne. Good afternoon, guys.
Listen, I need to ask you about a couple of things here. First of all, what do you think the routine is for the Blackhawks during the day today? Now, you were in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You got to win a cup with the Canadiens in 93. So the day of a game like this, what do the guys do?
Well, there's a lot of excitement, for sure. You know, and they're aware of what's going on. The only thing is their focus is on this game. You know, there's a lot of family members are probably in town for sure. I know for me they were, and they're going to be there tonight. So a lot goes on, but I think the family understand that this is a huge game for everybody, and that they need to be left alone. They need to stay focused on what the task in hand it is, and that's to win Game 6, hopefully, and become champions again. So,
do you try to sleep late?
You know, I try to go through my same routine as I do. You know, players have their lunch probably already now. They're probably in their rooms and then taking a nap. Getting to the rink at the same time as it usually does. Everybody's different. I used to get there early. Some guys are just on a couple minutes before the time you're supposed to be there.
Everybody has different
routine.
Does the eating routine change in any way? I mean, like, is there, like... Do you eat a lot of pasta? Do you eat a lot of meat? Do you not eat at all? I mean, like, how does that...
That's a good question. You know, yeah, first of all, I'm not sure how hungry you are. I mean, your stomach is, you're pretty nervous, let's face it. I mean, I know they've been there, and but it's, you know, it's something that you work all your life, and you've worked all year to get there, and here we are, and it hasn't been done here in 70-some years now, since 38, so 77 years to host the cup at home. So pretty special moment. Hopefully it's going to get done, but, there's a team on the other side that, they're coming to this building thinking they could, steal Game 6 and go home and have Game 7. So, but our guys are going to be ready. And I'm not sure... how much rest they got last night, if they slept good or not. I know for me, in the playoffs, I never slept good.
It's time to sleep after it's over.
When it's something like this, going on, like, do you lose sleep over it? Do you get nervous? Do you recall how it used to feel?
Yeah, you do. I mean, I tell all the time, I've been to only one finals in my career, and thank God we won, but there have been about five semifinals. And I started the playoffs around 172 pounds and ended up finished the season at 150 when I weighed out the last day, the day after either we lost or won. So, there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of nervousness. You're trying to eat as much as you can, as well as you can, and you're trying to sleep as much as you can. But I know a lot of nights, you're worried about, what the outcome's going to be tomorrow, what kind of game do you expect from out of yourself and with your team. So a lot goes on, it's... Those guys, I tell you, I give them a lot of credit. Five times now they've been in the conference final, and they've been in the finals three out of the last 6 years. It's hard, but I give them a lot of credit. And their will is incredible.
Yeah.
Whether they win tonight or they win Game 7, if it don't happen, everybody be sad. But there's a lot of work that are put in winning a Stanley Cup.
And just getting this far, awesome. Dennis, and I don't have to tell you how sad it is to read about the great number 21, Stan Mikita.
Yeah.
Reading the story on the front page of the Tribune today about Stan, and for folks who don't know, he's been diagnosed with suspected dementia. Lewy body is the brain disorder. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really, really sad. Not only one of the greatest hockey players of all time, but one of the greatest guys, one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet, and he doesn't know what's going on with the Hawks right now. And I think his wife was saying that actually this isn't as heartbreaking as it would have been had he known what was going on, and his body would not let him participate, but his mind is pretty much gone. And I know you've visited him. Does he recognize you?
Yes and no. Not really, to be honest. I wish I could honestly say yes all the way, but we've had some talks and some laughs, and I'm, you know, last week when I went and saw him, we had lots of laughs. It was a good day. You know, he has obviously a lot of bad days, but yeah, it's heartbreaking. You know, it's I knew Stan for a great person, a great friend, and a lot of laughs. I've had so much laughs with him over the years, and to see him how he is, it's very difficult for everybody.
Sure.
But, you know, hopefully the guys could pull it for him. And
yeah,
you know, I don't know, but you know, maybe we win the cup and we bring it to him. Maybe, who knows, right? I mean, he remembers that.
Wouldn't that be a moment? It'd certainly be worth a try, and it would be nice to see some number 21s, and I'm sure we will in the crowd tonight. And you know what? I am heartened to see. And now here was a guy I grew up, you know, watching him and Bobby Hull and those teams. But the young fans that the Blackhawks have cultivated, like my daughter who's 15, thrill of a life when she met Stan Mikita. We were talking to him just last year at the Blackhawks convention. She read Stan's book. I love the appreciation the young kids have for the history of the Hawks. Guys like you, Dennis Savard, and all the greats. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing Stan up today. It's a great, great subject to have. You know, I know on a big day like this, our guys are trying to win the cup, but he was special to this team, and special to the fans in Chicago, and obviously special to my family. I mean, Stan, we live about a mile from each other, so we've, in the last 5 or 6 years especially, we've driven a lot of events together. So, you know, he's, your daughter's glad she got to meet him. He's a wonderful man, and, you know, hopefully that he has better days coming ahead.
Yes, we pray for him and the family. 22 years with the Hawks.
And we sure do.
Dennis, before we let you go, one final comment on this series, decided by one goal every game. In fact, during the games, nobody's ever had a two-goal lead. And weren't they saying before the series started that everybody was expecting a high-scoring series?
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
tells you how much I know. But, you know, I did. But you've watched both teams now. You know, the systems, they play completely different systems. The Hawks, let me just go through the neutral zone just real quick here. The Hawks are a more patient team through the neutral zone as far as how they check. And then Tampa Bay is a lot more aggressive. And it's the same in the offensive zone. The Hawks are aggressive on the forecheck, but Tampa Bay is really aggressive. They come in with their defensemen down the wall, down the boards all the time. So I expected a lot of goals because of that. So, but goaltending has been great, and defense have been great in this series. Not crazy too many shots. Average probably about 25 a game for each team. So
it seems
a lot of chances missed, you know, by the star players on both sides. And but it's unfortunately for us fans and myself, you know, and you guys, you expect a tight game again tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be nail biting again.
Yep.
It seems like it's nail biting every time. It seems like you're just on the edge of your seat every time. It's nothing about it is predictable.
I know, and taking back from me 93 when we won 5-1, you know, and we knew by the third period, going to third period, we had, you know, the cup was going to be in our hands at the end of the third period. But, you know, I hope that happens tonight. But, you know, Tampa's going to come and play hard like they always have. And hopefully we get it done.
Yeah.
It's exciting day.
Hey, I'm looking forward to when this whole series is over, watching the two teams shake hands.
Yeah, that's a great moment. It always is, isn't it? Dennis Savard, who won the Cup with the Canadiens in 93, a couple of stints with the Blackhawks, a great ambassador for hockey and for the Chicago Blackhawks, the great Hall of Famer, number 18. Always great to talk to you, Dennis. Go Hawks!
Thanks, Dennis.
Marianne. Great show again, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.